Welcome back to the Greater Greener Georgia podcast. We are back with our second installment of our Meet the Candidates series, where you get to meet the candidates running for office in the state of Georgia. Our host, Mia Delamar, dives deep into their platforms to uncover what they stand for, what they believe in, and how they plan to tackle the most pressing issues of our time. In this episode, we talk with Susie Greenberg, candidate for State House District 53. As always, enjoy the show and don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe for more episodes like this.
We'll start off with something fun, something light. If you could go anywhere in the world, where would it be and why?
That's an interesting question. I would go to Iceland.
Oh, yes.
I've never been. Oh, yes. I understand it has the four ecosystems in it, and
yeah.
I'd like to see the ice, the water, the volcanoes, and the farming land.
Yeah.
So I would go to Iceland and explore all of the nature's beauty there.
Yeah. Do you want to do the Blue Lagoon in Reykjavik? It's like Reykjavik or Reykjavik. I forget how to say it.
But I would love to do
that. Icy blue water, and you can't put your hair in it because it'll ruin your hair. So you have to like wear your hair up and do conditioner. But I've always wanted to go there too. That's on my bucket list.
It is.
That's
a good one. It's on my bucket list for sure.
It's a great one. Okay. So what areas does your district cover?
My area covers District 53, and it has pieces of Buckhead, which is City of Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
A part of Sandy Springs, which is its own city, and Roswell, which is a third city. It's about 25 miles north to south, and it's bordered by Peachtree, Roswell Road, and the river.
Awesome. So what are your top three legislative priorities if elected?
Well, priorities are being restoring women's rights and their reproductive freedom.
Yeah.
Not only do I want to restore our access to reproductive health care, but I want to protect access to contraception for men and women.
Yeah.
And our access and protect IVF. And along with protecting and restoring reproductive health care is decriminalizing the physician and the medical community's role in treating pregnant patients.
Yeah.
Exactly. Another is safer communities. I'm a strong advocate for responsible gun ownership. I'm a lawyer. I understand what the Second Amendment is.
It is. Yeah.
But gun violence is the number one cause of death among children and teens in America. And I think we can rally around safe storage. Red flag laws.
Right.
And background checks.
Yeah.
And along with safer communities, I'd like to see safer communities that include clean water, clean air, protect our environment. So I put those in the same bucket. And thirdly, a top priority is access to healthcare. Medicaid expansion.
Yep.
And closing the coverage gap.
Awesome. So in terms of expansion, what is your stance on economic development and job creation in Georgia?
Well, I appreciate the question. Economic development in Georgia should start with a clean energy plan. And clean energy goals. Because we are the number one state for business in this nation, we should also have a robust plan for renewable energy and green energy projects. In addition, the Inflation Reduction Act is a good source of funds to create these projects.
Yeah.
And I am very familiar with wind and solar plants or farms. One of my daughters develops wind and solar for a renewable energy company in another part of the nation.
Super cool.
And firsthand heard of the advantages to the environment, to climate change, to reducing CO2, to local economies, because it creates jobs, adds money to the tax rolls, gives local individuals additional discretionary cash that buffers them against other drains on their finances, And I think that's where we go.
Yeah. So within that, what would be your plan to addressing the environmental concerns and promoting that sustainability? Like, what would be your plan towards working towards those goals?
Well, legislatively,
yeah,
we have to push for a green energy plan. Did you know that Georgia is one of 11 states without one?
Yes.
That means there are 39 states who have already thought this through.
Yep.
Goals will create strategies that help us develop industry and attract the industry that we need to build, to repair and infrastructure, replace and build out. And also, legislatively, I think we need to rethink the role of the Georgia Environmental Protection Division, because that is an agency that has been decimated over the last 20 years.
EPA.
And it's time to bring it back to its full potential, because all projects need to be assessed for their air impact, their water impact, and their land impact.
Right.
So that the EPD needs to be rebuilt.
EPA,
No, the Georgia EPT.
EPT. The Georgia EPT.
Okay, needs to be rebuilt so that they can make highly informed assessments and evaluations of the projects that are going to come into the state to the decision makers and assess the impact on our environment.
Right, right.
Those would be my two first legislative moves. Yeah. We are blessed with being a coastal state and an agricultural state.
Right.
And investment in wind and solar will lead to healthier lives for Georgia. Did you know that only 6% of our electrical energy at the moment comes from solar or wind? And we're ranked 37th in the nation for our dependence on clean energy. So that would be a great way to improve utilities. And lower the expenses of our utilities, because clean energy is much less expensive than fossil fuel or any other petroleum-based fuel.
Yeah, and what is your stance on the expansion of public transportation in terms of maybe expanding MARTA or expanding whichever you guys have in your district to be more accessible to your entire district and around Georgia as well?
Transportation is a problem.
Yeah.
In the cities of Buckhead, Sandy Springs, and Roswell. There is a real bottleneck in these communities.
Yeah.
It is essential to address the problem, but I don't know that expanding roadways and creating so that more traffic can be in the roadways is the right solution. We definitely need to think about smart answers to that question. One would be improve public transportation. But it's not the only answer.
Right.
The way to address it is also to improve affordable housing, to put sidewalks in these communities so that people can walk from point A to point B without getting in their cars, and to be smart about transportation as a statewide solution. Because it's not, this isn't an issue just for 53. People come into 53 because they work there, they drive there. If we, as I mentioned, if we had more affordable housing, if we had our teachers and our policemen and our firemen living close by, they wouldn't have to drive far distances.
Right.
And that would reduce congestion. So it is, we are interdependent in the transportation solution. Some, we could look to Florida, where they have a new rail system that goes, I believe, from Tampa to Orlando to Miami.
Right.
I'm sure that reduces congestion on the roads in the state considerably.
Right.
So it's a state. We have to address this as a state.
Yeah, absolutely. And how do you plan to support our agriculture industry while also addressing environmental concerns?
Agriculture industry is strongly impacted by climate control.
Yep.
And so when we are not climate control, but climate change.
Yep.
And so when we have problems with the climate change that we're experiencing here in Georgia, excessive heat creates death of workers and death
of crop
of crops and an inconsistency in harvesting. Inland flooding also impacts our crops and air quality. And so by reducing CO2 with wind farms and solar farms, mm-hmm. and the energy that's produced from those mm-hmm. industries, we'll be able to stabilize the climate change, or that would be the hope.
Mm. Yeah.
Reduce the flooding and the impact of extreme heat here in Georgia.
Mm. Absolutely. And how do you plan to address income inequality and support low-income families in Georgia and in your district as well?
I do a lot of work with underrepresented children.
Yeah.
In particular, I'm a court-appointed special advocate
yeah.
for foster children, and I represent their best needs.
Yeah.
I see a lot of these issues stemming from food insecurity. Mm. That is a great place to start. And really, children get so much of their nutrition in public schools.
Right.
So if you start with strong public school systems, fully funded public school systems, mm-hmm. You can address a lot of inequality by giving the population access to quality education and nutrition. And education is the greatest agent of change mm-hmm. in America.
Yep.
But that's not where you stop. You also have to have strong 3-year-old, 4-year-old, and pre-K programs so that women can get back to work, so that fathers can get back to work
yeah.
and elevate through their positions mm-hmm. And address racial inequality and not have to leave their jobs to take care of a child or postpone their careers to mm-hmm. take care of a child mm-hmm. or never have a career because they are pregnant.
Can't afford or, yeah.
Additionally, healthcare is a place to start to address
injustices.
The injustices yeah. and racial injustices, all injustices in the state.
Right.
We need access to healthcare. We
right.
need to close the coverage gap.
Yeah.
We need Medicaid expansion in yeah. Georgia. Current in recent years, we've had 10 rural hospital systems close and one urban trauma center.
WellStar, was it WellStar? Or?
It yeah. was the
Atlanta Medical. Yep, Atlanta Medical.
And Georgia's ranked number 3 for hospital closures in the nation.
Wow.
If we don't have access to health care, we can't take care of ourselves. We can't take care of our children. We can't go to work. We just perpetuate injustice mm. and inequality.
Right.
So we need education. We need access to quality childcare.
Mm-hmm.
We need strong healthcare systems. And quite honestly, Georgia has 4 top-tier medical schools and the CDC.
Right.
There is no reason that we shouldn't be also a top
Yeah.
A leading state for medical delivery of medical services, if not the nation's leader.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's where we start.
Yeah, absolutely. And so within the justice of it all, how will you address racial and social justice issues in our state? If you have any particular issues in your district as well, you could touch on that. But as a legislator, what would you be doing to address it in our state?
I think we address it with raising the minimum wage. That's a great place to start.
Yeah.
In my district, I was mentioning to you that we have over 10 miles of Chattahoochee Riverfront.
Yeah.
And two-thirds of the length of the district has state park and trails.
Yeah.
So healthy citizens of my district use and value the resources, the natural resources of the district.
Right.
Of course, they're available to all Georgians.
Right.
And being in nature is a way to perpetuate healthy lives
right.
and healthy minds, and keeps us on track to being productive citizens.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, how, talking about being a productive citizen, how will you support small businesses and entrepreneurs in our state and in your district as well?
I'm a small business owner. I have a partner. We have one contract worker who works for us. And it's hard. And going back to healthcare, Healthcare, the providing healthcare insurance is our number one obstacle to growing. It's expensive. And so we do have to pass Medicaid expansion. It is essential for keeping Georgia a vibrant place to grow small businesses, a vibrant place for entrepreneurs to land and create businesses, for employed employees, for our employees. And that is a great place to start. And also, the other things that I have discussed, like creating quality childcare, allows people to go back to work, start their careers again.
Right.
And that's what I'm seeing in my experience.
Yeah, so how, what measures will you take to increase transparency and accountability within the government?
We have an issue in our state government here with the PSC. And that is the Public Service Commission that regulates the rates on energy. And we have an issue with open records in the state legislature. We could improve open records in the state legislature and allow the citizens of Georgia to see what's going on in government. And also in the PSC, we have just, the legislature has just passed a law that expanded a term from 6 years to 8 years, which is not a transparency issue so much as possibly it does create too much comfort for a representative to not share everything because they're so safe in their position.
Right, right. Absolutely. Well, within that, how will you engage and be accessible to your constituents when you get elected?
That's the best part. Engaging with constituents is the best part.
Yeah.
I would absolutely have town hall meetings, open office hours, newsletters. I think we would do Zoom office meetings because that makes
accessible.
That makes an elected official accessible to constituents regardless of where they are. Would have a published phone number. I enjoy people and I want to hear what they think, what's important to them. What's holding them back? Where they think we can do better. And that's what an elected official does, is represent the people of their district. So that's what I want to be. I believe that we can work together to make Georgia a place where women have equal rights and are respected, where healthcare is accessible and available, where gun violence prevention and the environmental protection is a priority. And where all Georgians have the possibility and the opportunity for economic prosperity.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Susie, for coming to talk to us today. It's been awesome having you in my chair. So thank you for joining us. And where can everybody find you? Whatever platforms and whichever, where can they find you?
I'm at SusieGreenberg.com. That's my website. And Susie4, the number 4 Georgia, on Instagram and Facebook.
Awesome. Well, you, yeah, good.
Anything There's else? Also a Twitter threat.
A Twitter?
It's not called X.
X.
It's an X page.
X. Yeah, it Susie is called for X Georgia. Susie for Georgia. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us today. And you are here with Mia and Susie.
Thank you. Thank you so much.